This week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with a women's rights activist from Iran, and it's causing a backlash for the activists in question. Masih Alinejad is her name. She lives in the U.S. now. Some of the backlash she's been getting online appears to be coming from inside Iran. One tweet, for example, asks accusingly, "How could you dare even imagining that you are the voice of Iranian people?" So she clearly touched a nerve by agreeing to meet with a high-ranking U.S. official. Today, we asked her to share her reasons for meeting with Secretary Pompeo.
So I made 3 points in this meeting. First, I said in the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Republic, there are a significant number of Iranian people. They don't want the Islamic Republic. And when they take to the street, they get killed. Only last year, there were 7,000 people got arrested, according to Amnesty International, and 20 people got killed, according to Amnesty International, and they never had the chance to be heard around the world. And the second point that I made was about Iranian people do not have a free election. So when we don't have free election, then they have to recognize the voice of those people who want a free election in Iran. And third point, I talked about travel ban, which hurts Iranian people itself and human rights activists and students, not the, you know, government of Iran.
So what kind of responses have you been getting from people in Iran to that meeting with Pompeo?
If you go to my Instagram, this picture has more likes than ever, and it has 19,000 messages, and so many people supported my meeting.
There are also a lot of people who have been, there are also a lot of people who have criticized that meeting that you took with Pompeo.
So these people who criticize me, these are the reformist people. These are the people who voted for the people who've been in charge for killing, you know, Iranian oppositions. And that people criticize me without even paying attention to my position in this meeting.
There's also another group of critics, Masih Alinejad, that are concerned that your advocacy for women's rights and equality in Iran might actually empower the Trump administration's Iran policy, that you're being co-opted by people like Mike Pompeo. What do you say to that?
That's a good question. Thank you for asking that. But let me make it clear for you. How come when a powerful woman like me go to the office of Secretary of State and saying that loud, my people are not the one burning the flag of America. My people are not the people chanting death to America. My people do not want military action, and my people do not deserve to be sanctioned. Instead, you have to sanction the Revolutionary Guard. You have to sanction the Iranian state television, and you have to ban the Iranian officials who torture us.
Ultimately, with this meeting with Mike Pompeo and these three important points where you were making, ultimately, is the end goal for you regime change?
My goal, which I mentioned in this meeting, to have a free election, to have a referendum where people inside Iran can make decision about the future of the Islamic Republic. So I never ask any Western country to come and overthrow the regime.
I mentioned that Masih Alinejad is facing a backlash for meeting with Pompeo. To understand why, we contacted Nigar Mortazavi. She's an Iranian journalist with the British newspaper The Independent. She's in Washington today. Nigar, how do you see a meeting between someone like Masih Alinejad and a high-ranking U.S. official like Mike Pompeo?
Well, I don't think meetings in their essence are bad things, but we have to see the outcome of that meeting and the way these meetings are set up. It just seems like this was more of a photo op for the State Department, for Mike Pompeo, and the U.S. is trying to use the issue of human rights and women's rights in Iran and weaponize that, not just against the Iranian government, but even against its own allies in Europe, to put more pressure on them to even try to have them pull out of the nuclear deal. So it seems like this was more of a situation where the State Department is using Iranian activists to give credibility to their policies against not just the Iranian government, in fact, the Iranian public.
Why do you think there has been such an uproar in Iran about Masih's meeting and outside of Iran, too? I mean, what nerve did she hit?
I think it's because Mike Pompeo is not seen as a friend of the Iranian people. He has proven, not just this administration, but Secretary Pompeo himself has proven that women's rights and human rights is not really his issue and priority and something that he cares about. For example, if treating U.S. allies like Saudi Arabia, there was a journalist just chopped up with orders of the Saudi government. There are women's rights activists in jail. There are reports of their torture. And we see Secretary of State doing photo ops with the Crown Prince in Saudi Arabia and doing business as normal as this administration is pursuing. So that gives Iranians, because Iranians, even inside Iran, follow these things, that gives them the impression that human rights is not really something this administration cares about, even if they say it's something they are. They're imposing these sanctions, they've imposed this travel ban. They've time and again proved that that's not their priority.
Nigar, at the end of the day, how worried are you that an Iranian activist for women's rights, not known to many Americans, could actually somehow weaponize Trump's Iran policy?
I think it's worrisome. I honestly don't think this is a very important step. I feel like this administration has made its decisions, although the majority of the Iranians, even Iranian Americans, have been polled, and the majority of them, they don't want to see the government, the U.S. government, go down a path of war and military conflict, which would hurt their loved ones back in Iran. So if you are giving ammunition to the administration to go down that road, that's worrisome. But I don't think this is the major step. It seems like this administration has already made its decision of going down that path, and it's just using these secondary issues on the side.
Nigar Mortazavi with the British newspaper The Independent, speaking with us from Washington. Thank you, Nigar.
Thank you.